The Bush administration has issued a warning to Russia about making arms deals with Iran. Secretary of State Colin Powell told the Senate Budget Committee yesterday that Russian weapon sales to Iran could have serious consequences. He was responding to Moscow's announcement this week that such sales will resume. Moscow had agreed to suspend arms sales to Iran in 1995 under an agreement with the Clinton administration. NPR's Vicky O'Hara reports.
The State Department says it's trying to determine what the new arms sales to Iran might involve. If it's advanced conventional weapons or technology with applications for nuclear weapons, there could be trouble in the form of U.S. sanctions. Secretary of State Powell told the Senate Budget Committee the U.S. wants a friend, not an enemy in Russia, but has to be realistic.
If the kinds of sales they're undertaking are destabilizing to the region, I think we have to speak out against them and show them that they will pay a greater cost in the long run for investing in this kind of relationship.
Iran is on the State Department list of countries that sponsor terrorism. The U.S. is concerned that Russia will provide Iran with missile technology or help in acquiring nuclear weapons. Tehran has made no secret of its nuclear ambitions. Secretary of State Powell pursued the issue in a meeting yesterday with Sergei Ivanov, the Secretary of Russia's Security Council. Ivanov also met with the U.S. National Security Advisor Condoleezza Rice. Afterward, he said that only defensive weapons are involved. But a senior U.S. official says that what the Russians consider defensive, others might consider a destabilizing of the region. The official says that Ivanov told Powell that Moscow will adhere to its international nonproliferation commitments. However, Russia is in dire straits economically.
This is business for them. This is business.
Joseph Cerencioni is director of the Nonproliferation Project at the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace.
There are billions to be made in both the nuclear industry and the conventional weapons industry in a country where there are very few other products to sell. It's basically natural resources, atomic technology, and advanced conventional weaponry. That's pretty much it.
Russia's need for cash is just part of the equation. Iran has plenty of money because of high oil prices and is one of the few countries interested in buying what Russia has to offer. And Cerencioni says that Moscow, unlike the U.S., does not view Iran as an enemy, but as an ally in the important Islamic world. Eugene Rumer, who was Russian by birth, is an analyst at the National Defense University. He says U.S. objections to Russian arms deals antagonize people in Moscow.
They feel that American criticism of Russian arms sales, of Russia's relationship overall with Iran, is interference in Russia's bilateral relations with another sovereign nation. They're also suspicious of American commercial motives, if you wish.
There are other reasons Moscow might be in no mood to listen to Washington. The expansion of NATO, the war in Kosovo, and now the U.S. commitment to national missile defense have taken a toll on relations. Rumor predicts that Moscow will dismiss Washington's protests. Joseph Cerencioni agrees.
As the U.S.-Russian relationship deteriorates, I think you could expect to see more of this, that is, Russia willing to sell weapons that will bring it hard currency and not jeopardize its own security, even though it may contribute to the lessening of U.S. security. Russia just cares less and less about what the U.S. wants, about what the U.S. feels threatened by, and in some ways relishes the opportunity to poke a stick in the eye of the United States.
U.S. officials have made it clear that Washington will not let the issue of arms sales drop. It undoubtedly will come up again when National Security Advisor Condoleezza Rice visits Moscow at Ivanov's invitation. A date for that meeting has not been announced. Vicky O'Hara, NPR News, Washington.